Now, on these occasions of the baptisms in the life of this church, we lay no pressure upon anyone with regard to these things. Never. In our 30-odd years of the practice of the Christian gospel here, we have never laid any pressure upon anyone. So those who are baptized here are only baptized because they have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They themselves have become Christians by the grace of God. They have a story to tell. Every Christian, only a Christian has this story to tell. And so they've got their own unique story. It's not mine, it's theirs. They're not used to standing here. They've never stood here before and stood in front of a congregation like this. So cut them a bit of slack, be easy on them. And they're going to come up and say a few things about their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ed's going to come first and speak to us. Come on, Ed.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for coming here on this occasion. The first time that I heard the Lord's word was when I was invited to come along to the YPs one evening when I was 13 years old. And when we sat down at the end of that evening and the word of God was explained to me and read to me for the first time, I didn't like what it said to me. Deep down, I knew that it was speaking about me, but I didn't like being told that I was sinful, that I was equal to a murderer in God's eyes, or that I needed to put my trust in another to gain salvation. I went away from that evening, hastily brushing off what I'd heard, thinking that it can't apply to me, and that I'm not that bad. Initially, I thought, why do I need to go to the Lord, or to be saved? Thinking that I'd be fine on my own, that whatever came upon me, that I'd be able to overcome it on my own. But looking back on that now, I can see that it was my own pride preventing me from seeing that without the Lord, we're all flawed. And as I continued to come to YPs and kept hearing the message over and over again, I began to realise that the sinful person that was being spoken about was also me. And I can remember a talk that was given in the YPs about a text in Amos that depicted God holding up a plumb line to the people of Israel and vowed that he would spare them no longer. He compared them to a wall that was built true to plumb, and by comparison, they were all spiritually derelict. And it was at this point that I realised that without the Lord, I was just as bad as the Israelites. When the Lord would put his plumb line up against me, I knew I would be condemned. From this, I realised that I needed to put my faith in the Lord and to know him as my saviour. While I was seeking the Lord, there's a couple of texts that I found that were quite useful. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned." So that would bring me to the subject of baptism. And it says in the book of Acts, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And I think that makes it quite clear that everyone who comes to know Christ as their Saviour should be baptized, as this is a picture of what the Lord did for his people on the cross when he died. He went carrying the weight of all of their sins, and then he was brought back to life, having paid that price, to be able to give eternal life to those who put their faith in him.
My friends and family, I stand here today with an opportunity to make a testimony about something that is very important. My testimony is about this book, the Bible, and the message that it contains. My testimony is that this message has, by the grace of God, led me to the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has compelled me, through the truth of his word, to believe in him and him alone. And I say him alone, because in this world of ours, mankind's world, there is nothing made by our hands or our minds that is worth believing in. Political systems, man-made religions, countries, kings and queens, none of them can give anything that is worth having that compares to what the Lord offers us freely. And this is his book, and it is his message, and it is addressed to us. As a non-believer for a long time, I thought that this book was foolish, that it had no application to us today, that it couldn't be trusted, and I considered myself smarter, and that I thought that we had all the answers we needed. However, none of those things were true, and the reality was that I was lost. I simply did not know or understand the message of the gospel, and I did not know the Lord. I was so wrong. But the Lord Jesus Christ has changed everything for me. He has, by his grace and through his word, come to me and changed my heart. He has changed my thinking. And by changing my heart, he has changed me. Not through magic and mystery, because I have to make this clear, I have had no vision, no great vision. I have not heard a great booming voice or been zapped by electricity, because it is often said in this church that this is not a magic book. It does not provide magical experiences. It is a paper book with ink in it. It is a message book. And what a message it has. That message is of the Saviour. And the Saviour can change your heart. You can believe in him. And it is right and good and worthy to do so. So I have heard the message. And I testify that I believe. My heart now looks to him, Christ Jesus, and I believe in him. And so, even though a sinner I am, so much a sinner and unworthy, but for the grace of the Lord, I stand here giving testimony, not because I am righteous, because I am not. I stand here giving testimony because of his grace, his mercy, his sacrifice and love. The Lord Jesus Christ saves sinners, and he has saved me. If your heart has not yet heard the gospel message, the true gospel message, then I implore you, I beg of you to come and hear it. If you think you have heard the message already and do not believe, then come and hear it again and again, until by the grace of God, it breaks through your hardened heart and gives you a new one. Incredible sermons and studies of the Word of God are preached here every week with great passion and a humbling gentleness. And if you come, you will be made most welcome by the very best of people. I can certainly testify to that as well. Hear it. Let it change your heart. Believe and be saved. And now I finish my testimony with two short Bible passages. The first is from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, where the Apostle Paul tells us that, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." This, friends, is the word of God. You will hear in it the gospel message, the message of Christ the Saviour. And from hearing that comes faith in the Lord. And finally, a reading from the book of John, where a group of people are asking Jesus what they must do in order to be saved, to be reconciled and justified before God. And it is so beautifully simple. It is John chapter 6, verse 28 to 29. It goes like this. "Then they asked him, 'What must we do to do the works God requires?' And Jesus answered, 'The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.' Thank you for listening to my testimony."
So, Ed, you next Sunday and Phil the Sunday after. Well done. Very, very good. What a wonderful encouragement that is to hear these testimonies of our friends who have come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.